reasonably good schools or had reasonably good backgrounds. Or shall we say, most of them. There isn't a growing false to this curriculum. There's a hell of a lot of snobbishness. They don't mean it, but they just don't want. They just don't think the others can hack it. And by that, maybe they can't hack it. Maybe they do have bad manners. Maybe they do smell of garlic. You know, I have all the problems with these people. Goddamn, I have a campaign with them. On the other hand, you got to hammer them. That's the way this country is. Otherwise, they're going to be left out. And the tendency that we have the same thing. We're putting Harvard men in, Yale men in, you know, Berkeley men, Stanford men, and the women. It's a goddamn state. I know we're trying to find others, but you look at the cabinet, of course, the Harvard School of Businesses. I'm sure of it. But Republicans, if anything, are worse than Democrats in terms of elitists, basically because we only believe in confidence. But if you look at these judges and so forth, they're going to have a lot of fun. We goddamn well are not doing good. We're going to spread the base. And Jesus Christ, they put a third of Marshall on the bench. Hell, can we put the Jules Law on the hand?
No doubt. There's just no way that the Senate could deny a confirmation of a woman like that. She is she's clean as a whistle. She's honorable. She's qualified. She hasn't been sitting on the bench or anything, but that's, look at the training of some of the other great justices that have come along.
Okay.
They've been plucked from nowhere and emerged to greatness.
Well, Frank Kerr never sat on the bench. Of course, he was a great teacher, but he never sat on the bench, and he became a great judge. Anybody can quarrel about that?
Look at Rehnquist, who may emerge as one of the great judges. He was, you know, pulled out of an Arizona practice, an assistant attorney general, and suddenly he's on the court. Although he had clerked, but that was the extent of it. No, I think that there's no problem there. And that's one of the great things that you'll be able to really you affect the government for so many years to come.
We haven't yet,
but affected it? Not as much as we should.
On the courts.
No, it's just starting to be, the impact is just...
You still think Sullivan is basically reliable?
I have nothing to judge that on. I've watched him for a number of years. I watched him when he was working with Tom Houston on domestic intelligence and his desire to do the right thing. I've tried to, you know, stay in touch with Bill and find out what his moods are. Bill was forced on the outside for a long time. He didn't become bitter. He sat back and waited till he could come back in. He didn't try to force or blackmail his way around with knowledge he had. So I have no signs of anything but a reliable man who thinks a great deal of this administration in a view.
You understand the problem?